Hello, and welcome to Never Judge a Book by Its Cover podcast. My name is Ruth, and I started this podcast because I love books. This podcast is for bookworms of all ages, particularly primary school children such as myself. This episode, I'll be reviewing When the Sky Falls by Phil Earle. I chose this book because it is a multi-award winning novel, and it has been recommended to me various times by different people. Personally, I think this book is great for any history lovers, especially those who enjoy learning about World War I and II, as it gives a different perspective of what it is like for some people to live during a war. I also recommend this book for any Michael McMurdo fans and older readers, because this book can be quite emotional at times. Just to clarify, when I say older readers, I suggest around 8, 9 plus. Anyway, let me give you a brief summary of the book. It's 1941 and World War II is raging. With all that is going on, Joseph's grandmother believes it would do him some good to have a break. And so he is sent to live with Mrs. F, an apparent friend of his grandmother's in the city. At first, Joseph doesn't get on with Mrs. F. The only things he seems to care for are the rundown zoo she owns and its mighty silverback gorilla, Adonis. As the weeks go on, Joseph finds his situation isn't so bad. But him and Mrs. F have a problem. If the bombers bomb Adonis's cage and cause him to be set free, the gorilla could hurt others and possibly himself. So, in order to stop this from happening, Adonis needs to be put down. But will either of them be able to end the life of the one thing they truly love? Before I dive deeper into my thoughts of the book, I will briefly talk about the main characters. Joseph Palmer. The whole book centres around Joseph, an angry boy who has left a hard life with his grandmother to join Mrs. F in the city. Mrs. F. Mrs. F is hard on the outside, but is extremely kind on the inside. Her love for Joseph unfolds as we continue the book. Adonis. Adonis is a mighty silverback gorilla at Mrs. F's zoo. Whilst he may appear scary, he has a traumatic past and can get scared easily. This book was great on so many levels. The main reason why I enjoyed this book is because, having learnt a lot already about World War II, I thought I knew the main issues people faced. Losing loved ones, being evacuating, being forced to fight, T-Tech. However, I never thought about the fact that the war could be extremely hard for zookeepers, such as Mrs. F. They have to think about providing their animals with ample food and protecting them and other citizens. This is why numerous animals were getting put down by their owner, and it can be hard for them to let go, so it was interesting that this book showed us this. As well as that, I really liked how the author portrayed the characters' emotions throughout the book. You could feel exactly what they were feeling through the text, whether a character felt angry, proud, or embarrassed. However, the only negative I have about this book was that it took quite a long time to get properly stuck in the story. The beginning was quite slow-paced, but soon after that, the story livened up, and I couldn't help but be drawn into this book. My favourite part had to be when Joseph and Adonis found themselves in a cage together, and it forced themselves to change their perspective of each other. I found this book quite different and unique, and it offered a different side of World War II, and it reminded us how painful and hard World War II and other wars can be. I hope you have a fantastic week, and remember, never judge a book by its cover. Bye!